こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、経済産業研究所のディスカッションペーパーとして公表された研究で、神戸大学と同志社大学が何が人の幸福度を左右しているのか2万人を対象に調査を行いました。所得、学歴、健康、人間関係、自己決定を軸に分析した結果、所得や学歴よりも自己決定が強く影響していることが分かりました。自己決定は中学以降の進学先、進学の有無、就職先について自分の希望で決めたのか、希望ではなかったのに周囲の勧めで決めたのかを尋ねました。また所得が増えると幸福度も増加していましたが、所得の増加率ほどには幸福感は増えず、変化率の比は1100万円で最大となっていました。
In a discussion paper published for the Research Institute of Economics, Trade and Industry, or RE, or RIETI, researchers at Kobe University and Doushisha University detailed the results of a survey involving 20,000 people to identify major factors for measurable happiness. Participants answered questions about their educational background and employment, and were then asked whether they pursued those things on their own accord or whether they were pressured into them by their environment. The survey also found that while high incomes were correlated with higher happiness, happiness did not increase proportionally to increases in income.Making the most difference around 11 million yen or $100,000.
そう、ここでの幸福度っていうのは前向き思考と不安感が少ないっていうことで測ってたみたいなんだけど、進学とか就職を自分の意思で決めた人は不安感の程度が低いっていうことらしい。だから要はそこまで年収が高くなくても自分がやりたくて決めたことだったら、まあそこまで不安度がないくて前向きに考えられてるっていう。
A lot of those people may have been able to do what they wanted to do because what they wanted to do was found to be agreeable by their parents. You know,、maybe I don't know. Do you think it diminishes your happiness if you do what you want to do, but you were told by somebody else first to do it, and so you're not sure. Like, you know how you can be uncertain of whether something was your own original plan or not?
まあでも、自分がそれで納得してできてればそこまで問題じゃないんじゃない？だから一番多分ダメなのは、嫌だったし、嫌だったことを覚えてる状態で、ずっとそれをやり続けてるっていうさ。周りに言われたから、しょうがなくこの、進路にしたとか。
And so you have this persistent subconscious dream of getting past this thing.
だって結局自分で決めた場合に失敗しても、まあさ、まあやってみたかったから別にいいかって思えるけど、人に言われてやって失敗したりとかしたらさ、とかうまくいかなかった時にもうなんか立ち直れないよね。
I feel like people have a greater sense of, like, people are afraid to fail on their own. Like, if you disobey your parents' advice, or you disobey the advice of a counselor, or, you know, just general societal advice, and it doesn't work out, then there's kind of this, there's a lack of sympathy for you.
まあね、right? I told you so って言われちゃうからね。
A huge I told you so, and nobody likes hearing I told you so's.
いや、でもやっぱりさ、例えばなんだろう、違う仕事したかったのに周りからのプレッシャーで今の仕事してるって言った時に、ああじゃあこの仕事じゃなかったらどうなってたのかなって何年も思い続けるってやっぱり結構なストレスなんじゃないの？で、あの、毎年さ、世界幸福度ランキングってやるじゃない？その中で一つの指標として、まさにこの人生の選択の自由っていうのがあって、日本はまああんまりその項目が高くないんだよね毎回。で、日本の政府の幸福度の指標は経済社会状況、健康、関係性、この3つしかないんだよね基本的に。だからあんまりその 選択の自由っていうのをそもそも考慮に入れてない、mm-hmm. けどこのペーパーを見るとそれが意外と、まあ、所得とか学歴よりも大事なんだなっていうのが分かりますねっていう話、
mm-hmm. I don't find it that surprising.
そうだね確かにこうあんまりでもさこういう話の時に話題に上がらないっていうか結局そのまあ当然健康人間関係が一番影響を与える、うん、その後やっぱりなんとなくこうお金があった方がいいんじゃないかとか学歴が高い方が、うん、まあ高い所得にも結びつくしとか、
うん、
で確かにあんまり話されないなと思った自己決定
You know how in the States there's something called the American dream、
うん、
where you have a nice yard maybe an oak tree、
yeah.
a swing set you know, your sprinklers are going white picket fenceYou know, a nuclear family, the whole,、mm. You know, three car garage. There's、
yeah.
a, and some version of that exists in all countries,、
mm.
including Japan.
Yeah, yeah.、
And people find themselves kind of being, your aspirations devolve into like the contents of one of those、airplane.Magazines, right? You know,、mm-hmm. I'm going to get this gadget for my face, my skin. I'm going to get this fancy watch. And then you're going to get this, you know, you're eventually going to have a BMW and you're going to, you know, and that's kind of a one version, cultural version of this lifestyle that people kind of pursue, but it's not, is it really from yourself? Is that really what you wanted?
Yeah, yeah.
Or did you want to be...perceived as having status
right
did you want to be perceived as having、mm. been successful and I think a lot of people in Japan aspire to things or want things because it'll make other people around them think that they have high status and it'll make them more popular or more desirable but there's something empty about that deep down because maybe you could have done something personally more satisfying
yeah
right
そうだねそうねまあ何でもそうだよねだからこの間の回でも話したけど出産とかもそうじゃんあの自分で無痛じゃなくて自然分娩にするってそうしたくて決めた場合とさいや無痛なんてダメだよとか親とかに言われて決めた場合と、
うん、
なんだろう全然違う体験になると思うし、
うん
頑張れる度合いも違うというかさ辛さも違うだろうしとか、
yeah.
何でもそうだよねその就職とか進学だけじゃなくて自分で決めたことなのか周りが決めちゃったことなのかっていう
It's cool to do your own thing
you know? Oh yeah
And if you wanna be a watercolor painter go all out be the best watercolor
Bob Ross そうでも難しいよねあの私はあんまり周りにそうやって言ってくる人がいないわけよまあ聞かないし、うん、自分もだから言う人も減ってったのかもしれないわかんないけど、
well,
どっちが先かわかんないけどあのただ言ってくる人ばっかりに囲まれちゃってる人もいるじゃん、
like、
そうするとやっぱ辛いよね
When you were younger In like middle school Or in high school
Oh yeah yeah yeah
You're constantly told Why
yeah,
you、
ね、
need to do yeah, this Or why、
yeah.
you need to know something Or what you、
う
ん、should care about、
ね、
What you shouldn't care about
Yeah you know? そうだね学生の時は本当に言われるよねいろんな
And how do you figure out what you like?
ねその暇がないよね
I think you just, it's a process of figuring out At least for me Figuring out what I don't like、
うん、
Helped a lot
そうだね。
If I could just make up my mind, like, I just don't like doing this.
Yeah.
You know, just not really feeling this accounting thing. Or I'm just kind of、
yeah.
not really feeling, like, I don't have a, there's no flame inside about
yeah, yeah.
this. And if you're not on fire about something, then you should probably move on.、
Mm.
You know, something should really captivate you because it's that being captivated that drives all the,Great minds that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, they're obsessed with something.
Like, 私とかマイケルみたいにその嫌なことを我慢できない人、我慢できなくてもう本当にやめる人 はいいけど、こう真面目でやっぱり我慢しちゃう人もいるじゃん。我慢してやり続けちゃう人もいるからさ、そうするとかわいそうなことになっちゃうよね、やっぱり。
Sometimes it's easier to 我慢する because you're scared.
そうね、まあね。
And it's an issue of courage, not, I don't know, your ability to withstand displeasure.
でこの研究で一個面白いと思ったのは、35歳から49歳の枠で幸福度が一旦下がるんだよね。で、そこからまた上がっていくの。で、この研究だけじゃなくて、これってよく見られることなんだって。こういう幸福度関係の研究だと。だからこう、10代、20代、で、だんだんだんだんちょっと下がって、で、35、49が一番低い。で、そこからまた上がるっていう U 字曲線になってるんだけど、なんでだろうね。なんか疲れちゃってるのかな。
I think there's an economies of scale thing, you know. It's hard to make money when you're at the beginning. When you're really poor, it's hard.
Yeah.
But then...the cost benefit, you know, the effort to returns gets better. But then at a certain point, you know, there isn't that much more benefit to having more, you know, it tapers off.
Do you think it's the economy thing? Like, I mean, income thing?
Well, at a certain point, you can just buy what you want to buy. And at the when you're really poor, you have...you know, extreme anxiety about paying bills and stuff.
Right.
And once you make a certain amount of money, that monkey is off your back and it's liberating. There's true freedom there. That's a true source of happiness.
Yeah.
It's real freedom. And it sucks being, you know, stuck in that place, and you can be stuck, you know, just bill to bill, anxiety about bills can just be your, you know, a huge part of your mental energy.
Mm.
Once you're past that, I think, you know, you get much, much happier. But then you reach a certain point where it's kind of, what's the point, right? You've kind of played the game and it's like, what are we doing here?
あとね、主婦の人で世帯年収は結構あっても自分自身の年収が低いと、それもまた不安感にすごいつながってるって書いてあって、まあそれはそうだよなと思った。昔はね違ったのかもしれないけど、その旦那さんのステータスがそのまま自分のステータスになるから、自分が仕事一回もしたことなくても、旦那が金持ちだったらもうブイブイはしてるみたいなさ感じだったんだろうけど、今ってそういうわけにもいかないじゃん。いつ離婚するかも分かんないし、何があるか分かんないっていう状況の中で。
I think that's what it is, right? I mean, I think that's mostly like justanxiety about the relationship, no? If you're not worried at all, then it shouldn't matter that much, right? But to the extent that you're worried, you know, that something could happen, you know.
I mean, your husband could get sick or die or cheat on you or anything, right? And you might have to suddenly start supporting yourself, so.
Yeah.
それはそうだよねって思ったけど。次。アダルトフィルム制作会社のノーティーアメリカがディープフェイク技術を使用して顧客の顔を俳優や女優の顔に合成したり、背景を変更して新しい設定にしたり、俳優の顔をブレンドするなど、リクエストに応じてカスタム動画を提供するサービスを開始しました。料金は内容の変更度合いによって数百ドルから数千ドルで、依頼する顧客は自分の写真や動画などを提出します。ノーティーアメリカはサービス提供にあたり、オリジナル作品に出演している俳優や女優から必ず合意を得てから動画の編集をすると述べているほか、顧客は自分の身分証を提示し、本人であることを証明する必要があります。
Adult film company Naughty America plans to use deepfakes technology to put customers' faces in their pornographic content, as well as generate novel background scenes and even blend faces.As part of a new service offering digitally customized pornography. The service will cost between a few hundred and a few thousand dollars depending on the level of customization and just requires customers to submit their own photographs and video. The customization will only be offered for works for which they have received permission from the original porn actors, and customers will be required to provide proof of identity to submit their face.
So, だってまあディープフェイク今までこうリベンジポルノに使われるんじゃないかとかこう怖いような悪い面ばっかりが取り沙汰されてるんだけど、まあ、このノーティーアメリカはそれをもうちょっとポジティブにあのコンセントがあった状態でこれを使うっていう方向性、う
ん、でも怖いじゃんまだ
まあ一応このサービスに関しては全員の合意を得られてから やりますっていうことだから
Even then It's freaky No?
そうねまあそれはでも
Just imagine
気分の問題だから
Just imagine this for a second That your face is、ね、on some porn star's face
だからそれってさ嬉しいかなって思って例えばマイケルが自分は参加してないんだよ全くその場にいなかったんだけどマイケルの顔が合成されてるポーンを見たときに、うん、それがどんなに自分が大好きな AV 女優が相手だったとしてもさちょっと気持ち悪くないなんか自分
Is that, Do I want to see that? I don't, who's the customer? Who's,
そうだから Do you want to see that? 嬉しいそれって
I'm just confused I don't think I'm not tripping over myself for this You know, I don't
でも中には
I'm not desperate for this at all.
中にはこれが嬉しい人もいるんじゃない？だって需要があると思うからやってるんだろうからさ。
You know, I was watching an interview with Floyd Mayweather, who said someone was asking him about porn, and he said, "I'm not saying porn's gay, but you're watching another man use his meat." and I kind of tilted my head for a second. I was like, That makes it sound that framing of it、
うん、
is like almost shocking.
あ、そう？でも私結構
Well, for girls, it's probably normal, but for guys, it's just, you know, like, that's a weird
でもそれ私結構前からいつも言うけどさ、あの、例えば 3P とか、男2人、女1人とかの 3P もあるし、うんなんかそういうのもさ普段そういうなんていうんだろう同性愛に対して嫌悪感を抱いてるような男性でもそれは見れちゃったりするわけじゃんそれとかめっちゃ謎で、うん、えだって人のチンコ見てるじゃんお前もみたいななんか
Well, everyone's looking at everything, right?
そう
I mean, it's voyeuristic, right?
うんあそうそう。あそれは見れるくせに同性愛ダメなの意味わかんないみたいな感じにいつも思ってた。
I mean, have we created a population, a generation of people that are kind of this bizarre, have this bizarre voyeuristic sexual proclivity?
あのちょうど昨日読んだ記事で、あの過去にタクシーが出てくるポルノ。なんかタクシーの運転手がたまたま乗ったお客さんにセックスを持ちかけてその場でやっちゃうみたいな、
うん、
AV を見たことがある男の人にアンケート取った結果その見たことない人に比べてあの女の人っていうのはもうその場で会った知らない人とやっちゃうことがあるよくあるみたいなでしかもすごい乱暴に扱われたいと思ってる欲求があるっていうふうに答える傾向にありますみたいな、
うん
だから確かにそのあまりにもそういうのいっぱい見てるとちょっと認知がねじ曲がっちゃうみたいなことあるのかなとは思ったけど
Yeah, everything we watch infects our brains Everything
yeah,
Everything so... you've ever seen in your life infected your brain a little bit
タクシーのポルノをいつも見てたらなんかそういうふうに思っちゃいそうそう思っちゃいそうだよねあタクシーの運転手さんってなんかいつでもやれるんだみたいな
What is it about the taxi? Is that some weird fantasy that
I guess like, まあ、
If you were a taxi driver maybe you'd be into that, right?
まあ確かにね
But if you're not a taxi driver I don't really
でもこう
I can't relate to it at
all Ultimate randomness じゃんタクシーのお客さんってやっぱりさ全然知り合いの知り合いですらないもう本当の知らない人で密室じゃん一対一だからじゃない、
うん
なんかオフィスとかさだとやっぱりちょっとこうランダムネスが減るじゃん
I don't know if the randomness matters that much to guys
Really?
What like how random does it need to be?
Because like, ナンパものとかあるじゃん。You just pick up girls on the street. You don't know them.
They have billions of videos that are like the opposite of random. You know, like step sister, step.
Right, right. I mean, people like different things, but like, I'm sure certain number of people are super into this random.
Yeah, maybe
encounters.
Maybe random is like a, should be a new category for.
Yeah,
it's really just an anvil just falls on them while they're having sex.
I'm sure it already exists. But
is something bad going to happen with this? Are you interested in this?
No. Me? How? What?
you're almost brushing it off too much.
いやいやでしょ。気持ち悪いでしょ。
But is it less weird to see yourself having sex, or is it more weird?
What?
Like, is it more weird with your face on them, or with them having their original face? The face they showed up.
いや、それ自分の顔の方が嫌でしょ。変でしょ。 That I wasn't there.
Right.
So.
But isn't that the fantasy, though? That you're doing this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
the fantasy.
Let me think. So
this isn't a weird question.
Okay,
it's a weird question. But
so let's say there's a video of Alex Skarsgård, right? And he's like having sex with someone else. And they put my face and my body into this actress.
It looks just like you. Just nailed it. Looks way too much like you. Peak you. Whenever you, it's just whatever your fantasy.
Okay, let me say. Okay. 誰かがこのそのビデオ作ったよって言って持ってくるとするじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
見るよね。一回見るよ。Right. 見たい見たい。確かに。What?
Just once?
なんか、見てみたいけど、それで興奮するかって言われたらしないと思う。だって気持ち悪いじゃん。
That's the fantasy, right? The fantasy isn't that Alex Skarsgård is having sex with some random girl.
Right.
Right?
Right.But then I didn't experience it, so
But you are now, right? Isn't that kind of what you're doing? Like third person. It's like third person.
Yeah, and that's weird, right?
But
例えばだよ、例えばだけど、例えばなんかバンジージャンプやったことない。けど自分がやってる動画を作ってもらってそれを見る。それでじゃあさ、バンジーやったような気になるかって言ったらなんないじゃん、別に。
Well, you have to masturbate to simulate the... I don't know how you simulate bungee jumping. So it's not really a good metaphor. Do you know what I'm saying?
But it's like, so I'm going to watch myself having sex with Alex Skarsgård and I have to masturbate to me having sex
with
Skarsgård?
It's not to you. It's like you're astral projecting, right? You're like floating above yourself. You're having an out-of-body... experience through a screen.
Right. Okay. I realized something. あの、私が AV 見るときって別に自分を置き換えて見てないのね。
So it's the more voyeuristic
version. なんかそのシチュエーション自体。
You're aroused by these other people having sex, and it's not necessarily a fantasy of yourself.
So I'm not involved.
Huh.
でも前に夫と話したときに夫は
He's there.
そう、自分だったらっていうふうに置き換えて考えてるって言ったのね。
Yeah.
だからその場合は確かに合成されてるといいのかな。
But that's why he's not technically, it's not framed as he's watching another man use his meat, because it's like if I was there.
そう、
right?
そう。Are you that type?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's why I was so stunned when I heard what Mayweather said.
え、でもだからそういう人は合成してほしいんじゃない？じゃあ。マイケルも。そしたらだって、
right. imagination.
だからimaginationをそこまで働かせる必要がないもんね。だって自分なんだから。
Yeah.
そうだね。そこそこ。だから私みたいな人は多分このサービスいらないけど、マイケルみたいな人はいるんだ。
いるっていうか。
やってみてよ。
I don't think so. It's too. No.
でもね、まさにこのこれはちょっと AV だから。あれなんだけど、それこそミッションインポッシブルとか映画に普通の映画に自分の顔だからトム・クルーズの代わりに自分がスパイになってるとかさ、そういうことも将来的にできるわけだから、カスタムハリウッド映画みたいなさ、自分が出演してるかのような、だからそういうサービスも出てきそうだよね。
They're kind of doing that already, yeah, with celebrities. You know, they put like a celebrity in a scene where they're not there. Like they did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right?
Like several years ago.
Paul Walker とかね、死んじゃった人を出すとかね。
But now you can just be in Fast and
Furious. そうだね、それ自分が。
It's weird, right?
Yeah. でもできるんだよ、技術的には。
And you cross that with virtual reality and kind of the role-playing games there are now. If you're playing, you know, this VR Grand Theft Auto or something.
Yeah.
And then...The game loads you in, right? So you don't play a character, you just play yourself.
そうだね。
Like you're just in the game. It's like, welcome to the game, mommy. You're here now.
Yeah. でもそれちょっと怖いよね。
だって、well, you'll have a life there.、
Yeah? だってさ、バイオハザードとかやってて、別にキャラが死んでも何とも思わないけど、それが自分の顔ついてたらめっちゃ嫌じゃない？死ぬたんびにさ、
What would that feel like?
ざわざわするよ。
You wouldn't like that.
うん。映画とかはいいけどね。だってマイケルがジェームズ・ボンドに合成されてるのとかちょっと見たいじゃん。
Not really.
面白くない
No.
でもこのね、ノーティーアメリカの CEO の人が言ってた。もう今後はそういうカスタマイズがフューチャーだから、そういうの増えていくと思うよみたいな話してたよ。
We've discussed the dangers of this too, you know, the potential abuses for this. Like you can make people...seem like they're saying something they never said or who knows everything like humans can be faked
yeah
and how often do you confirm that a human on a screen is really a human
yeah
how often do you go out of your way to really confirm that it's not just an artificial intelligence moving you know some politician's face
yeah so so
andIt's not going to be that long before we literally can't tell the difference, right? I mean, we're getting closer and closer. And services like this, you know, it's just way more money being funneled into this technology.
Yeah, 本当にそう。だから、deep fake っていう言葉自体すごくネガティブなもうイメージがついちゃってるから、ノーティーアメリカはその言葉は使ってなかった。Deep learning でエディットするっていう言い方してた。まあそうだよね。
All these things are so powerful. It's like, it's really cool, but it's really scary. You know, we have a bunch of these going at the same time.
しかもやっぱりこう技術がどんどん向上していくことと、こういうふうにもう民間でサービスに使われることまでのスピードがすごい短いよね。あっという間にこうやってもうみんなの手に渡っていくっていうかさ。
The technology at at the airports now is blowing my mind. They scan everything. I don't know if they're using AI or not, but you like try to check your luggage and they're like, can you put it on its side? So I put it down sideways and they're like, not like that, the other side. And so I'm like, it's telling me exactly, it can see what I'm doing. And the immigration stuff, like places like...Singapore, I think they're starting in Japan now, but they just, it scans your eyeballs or your face or something, and you like put your thumb on a piece of glass and you just walk straight through. There's going to be like no humans. And I don't know, it's getting, things are getting like creepily smooth. It's like, how is this this smooth?
Yeah.
There's something weird going on with this.
あの、イミグレーションでさ、パスポートにスタンプをしてくれるじゃん。で今それがなくなっていってるじゃん自動になっちゃってちょっと寂しいよね、
yeah. oh,
こうスタンプが溜まっていくのが楽しかったのにさ
I didn't even talk to an immigration officer when I came here when I came back through they don't do it anymore you just you take your passport and you open it up and you put it in this machine and then they scan your face and they scan your thumb and you go through you don't even talk to a person
right
to come intoTo come back into Japan.
あれでさ、すごい国民性が見えて面白い面もあるのにね。日本とか超早いじゃん。一言も喋らない。こんにちはだけ言って、パパパパパパってめっちゃ集中して、だから列が超並ぶってこともないじゃん。すごい早いから。アメリカとかめっちゃのんびりしてるからすっごい並んで死にそうになったりとか、イタリアだとなんか、ああ、すごい綺麗だねとかなんかペラペラ喋ってさ、全然もう進まないとか。
That's true. I kind of want to see a video compilation of like all the immigration processes of different countries because you really get a sense of like how it is.
そうそう。全然違う。
Just right there.
Yeah.
You're not even in yet.
そうそう。
And you see exactly how the attitude is.
それは結構面白いよね。次。 Common Sense Media がソーシャルメディアの利用に関して1000人のティーネイジャーを対象に調査を行いました。ソーシャルメディアを利用していると答えた割合が2012年には 34% だったのに対し、2018年では 70% に増加しており、そのうち 16% がほぼ常にソーシャルメディアをチェックしている。22% が1時間に何度もチェックしていると答えました。54% が誰かと一緒にいてもソーシャルメディアが気になってしまうことがよくあると答えていました。全体の 44% が一緒にいるのに携帯ばかりチェックする友人にイライラしたことがあると答え、 33% が自分の親に携帯の使用を少し控えてほしいと思っていると答えました。一番好きなコミュニケーション手段として2012年は直接話すが1位でしたが、2018年は直接話すよりもメールが上回っていました。
Common Sense Media has conducted a survey of 1,000 teenagers on the subject of social media use. The percentage of teenagers using social media has increased from 34% in 2012 to 70% in 2018, with 16% of them checking social media almost constantly and 22% checking several times per hour. 54% responded that they want to use social media even when spending time with another person. Overall, 44% have gotten annoyed by a friend checking social media while they're with them, and 33% responded that they wish their own parents would spend less time on their phones. While talking to someone in person was the most preferred method of interaction for teenage humans in 2012, that has now been superseded by texting.
そう、そもそも自分の携帯を持っているって答えた割合が2012年は40%何とかだったのが今は 90% に上がってるから、うん、まあほとんどみんな持ってるよね。
いや、
yeah. 結局自分は携帯を持ってて誰かといるときにディストラクティブになっちゃうんだけど、逆にそれをやられるとちょっと嫌な気持ちにもなるっていう。
うん、people are, I don't know, 自己中。
そう、親もね、やっぱり使っちゃってる世代だから、親も携帯を使いすぎっていう。
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you could have made similar statements, and there have been similar sentiments about television watching, especially in Japan.You know, a lot of kids grew up with their parents just watching, I mean, all over the world, really, in developed countries at least, the hours of television watching pre-cell phone screen staring were ridiculous. I think people kind of forgot how much TV people used to watch.
Yeah.
And people still watch. I mean, I think Japan watches more TV than anyone else probably at this point. Right?
まあ、若い世代はあんま見てないみたいだけどね。
Mm,
でもテレビだと確かにこう同じ部屋に座ってみんなが同じものを見てるから、まだそれについて感想言ったりとかできるけど、みんなが別の YouTube 見てるとかってなるとね、
well, the earphones 会話もない too. You know, yeah. when someone's wearing headphones, you can't even get their attention if you want to.
Yeah.
It's like you're living with a deaf person. This person's deaf like 60% of the time.
Yeah.
And I would have that issue with my brother to be like, dude, yo yo, and I look over and he's wearing headphones. I'm like, oh, okay, just never mind then. So you end up not communicating.
Yeah,
you know,
まあ聞こえてないからね、そもそも。
Yeah, and people want to hear their own thing, right? So everyone kind of has their own feed, their own stuff they watch. This is the balkanization of epistemology that we've talked about ad nauseum on here, but everyone is becoming, you know, getting their worldview in a more and more single serving, personalized, and individualistic way. It's
そうね。この調査はソーシャルメディアの利用に関してに限ったものだったから。まあ、専門家の人が言ってたのは、まあ、これは携帯に依存してるっていうよりもお互いに依存してるっていうこと。でそもそもティーネイジャーっていうのはどっかに属したいとか尊敬されたい褒められたいみたいな自己顕示欲がすごい高まる時期でもあって、だからこう なんていうの、お互いに依存してて、携帯は単純にその手段であるみたいなこと言ってて、まあ確かに私が中学高校の時とかはソーシャルメディアはなかったけど、その代わりにだからもう何時間でも長電話するとかさ、そういうのはあったわけじゃん。誰かと、
That's so much better though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean like 誰かと常にこう話してたいとか、誰かに話を聞いてもらいたいとか、そういうのは変わってない。
But there's a big difference between talking to someone and talking to this ambiguous, amorphous group of people、
right.
that is like somehow your personal micro
yeah, yeah.
audience to your micro celebrity,
so,
right?
So, like, audience の数がね、全然違う。桁が違う。
And they have that, you know, this phenomenon of context collapse、where people can't say what they want to say to that many people at once.So it just becomes washed out.
Yeah. なんか昔は、昔っていうか本当に数年前までは芸能人とか有名な人だけが気にしなきゃいけなかったこと、自分のイメージを保つとか、こういうのは言わない方がいいかな、こういうのは言っていいかなとか、それを今はもう10代の子までが気にしないといけないし、すぐ炎上しちゃったりとかで謝ったりとか、
もう大変だよ。I mean, we've seen the effects that that has on, you know, the large scale celebrities at a young age. It doesn't play out well.
Yeah.
But now we have this experiment running for tons of younger children, and we don't really have the research. We don't really know what Facebook's doing to their brains or what they're believing because of it.
特にこう、日本はルールを設定したりとかが好きじゃん。だから、ツイッターだけ見てても、日本のツイッターと世界のツイッターってちょっと違くて、無言フォロー失礼しますとか、こうなんか、フォローしますって言わないのにフォローするとか、フォローされたらフォローし返さないといけないとか、こうしないと失礼とか、そういう謎の勝手ななんかお国ルールみたいなのが出来上がっていて、それをやらないとこう謝らないといけない羽目になってたりとか、だからプロフィールのところにも、このアカウントはもう個人の意見ですとか、ちゃんとなんかディスクレーマーを書いとかないとみたいなとか、すごい自由な感じではない場合もあるよね。
なん
かそれを本当に若い子たちもやらなきゃいけないってなっちゃうと、なんか楽しくないっていうか大変だなって思うけど。
Did you see the interview with Elon Musk on the Joe Rogan podcast?
No, no, I have to. I want to.
Oh my goodness.
I saw that.
Oh my goodness.
なんかあれでしょ、タイマー吸ったから、US government のコントラクトがあるじゃん。だからそれをが問題になると。Yeah, SpaceX has a contract with the US government.
Well, yeah, but he
and,
wasn't.
Like, some people complained and they might have to look into it or something.
It's
I saw.
I saw an article,
but
the amount of like just fake news about Elon Musk has been driving me insane. These people have no integrity.
普通に3時間ぐらい話したの？
Like 2.5 hours, I think.
Oh, okay. 長いね。それめっちゃ気になる。
It's, you know, if you listen to Elon Musk, you'll see how much of an illusion language can really be, because he describes things.As they are, very, very well, very dry, straightforward, and it's just like, holy shit, you know, like it really changes the way that you can understand something. It's very he's very parsimonious with his words when he talks about our relationship with technology. I strongly recommend.
Yeah, ずっとさ、こう、イーロン・マスクに関しては、ポジティブな。記事とかがずっと何年もあって、ここ最近になってやっぱりガッともっとみんなに知られるようになったら、
well,
いきなりすごくこうアタックされることが増えたじゃん。
He's always been attacked. Tesla has been attacked forever.
Well, I mean, 会社としてはあるけど、そのインベスターズとかさ、がこうやってまさかあったけど、その本人自体を攻撃するっていうのはここまで、なんていうの、普通のメディアでも、本当に若い子が読むような全然真面目じゃないメディアでもそういうのが増えてきたなと思って、タイのさ少年たちを救出するっていう話があったじゃん、洞窟に閉じ込められて、でそれを彼がさ、じゃあポッドを提供しますって言っていろいろやって面白かったんだけど、その時すらもさ、なんかわかんないけどすごい怒ってる人たちがいっぱいいて、なんか 何をしても怒られるようになったなっていう印象がある最近。
Yeah, well, if you don't have the, you know, the details of what really happened and what the interactions really were, it's easy for the media to spin you.
ね、
そう。 And they're really trying to do that, not just on this subject, but I mean, it's all over the place. I really think the standards for journalism have just gone through the floor. There's just, I mean, even just count the number of typos. I mean, where, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
そう、だから、まあ、イーロン・マスクもさ、こうフェイクニュースとか、その、メディアの質の低下みたいなことをいつも言ってるじゃん。で、それにやっぱりイライラして、まあ、自分たちが攻撃されたと思ってやり返してるみたいな面もあるのかなっていう記事も結構あるし、あの、単純に本当にツイッター見てても怒ってる人がいすぎて、結構そのタイのやつとかだってさ、怒る要素一つもなかったじゃん。でもなんかすごい文句言われてて、
Well, he got an argument with one of the divers who had said something very rude to him about, you know, he said
right.
shove this thing up your ass or whatever. And that was just taken by the media and turned into some crazy thing where they started painting Elon in a very negative light. And but you have to understand that the fossil fuel industry is absolutely gigantic.
Right.
It's trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. It's huge. And they lobby the media.
Right.
And they have often, I mean... They're very active in their disinformation. Everyone knows this, right? I mean, don't we? I mean, everyone knows this.
で、多分なんか、まあ、flamethrowers とか、そういう楽しい面を見たりとか、あんまり記者会見とか、その、イーロンが実際に喋ってるとこを見たことない人、
mm-hmm.
で、なんかイメージで、本当にそれこそトニー・スタークみたいに思ってんだよね。なんか、めっちゃイケてる人みたいな。わかる？なんか、めっちゃイケてる大金持ちで、なんか、女をはべらしてブイブイはしてるみたいな、多分イメージで、はいけつかないなって思ってると思うんだけど、実際さ喋ってると全然そういうタイプじゃないじゃん。むしろいけてない感じの人じゃん。
He's a shy engineer. He's just a very very good engineer.
だからなんかちょっと誤解されてる感じがあるなって。
He has really good intentions. I think it's very clear in the interview he did with Joe. I mean, he's just pushing, you know, he's saying that, you know, there's too much suspicion among people and people shouldYou know, lead with love first and give other people the benefit of the doubt. And he's just trying to make the world a better place.
And
he's still very vocal about climate change and the environment. And he's doing more to resolve that than probably anyone else on Earth. So, I don't know. I hope the media thing blows over. They're trying to destroy Tesla. That's what's happening. So,
それ聞いてみよう。次。
The European Parliament has voted 438 to 226 to pass controversial legislation on internet copyright law called the Copyright Directive, which will include what is being referred to as a link tax and an upload filter. According to their press release, the link tax, described in Article 11, specifically aims to secure profits for artists, news media, and journalists when their content is displayed on platforms like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or even Google search. Article 13 is even more disruptive,requiring that platforms filter all content uploaded and check it against a government database, leading to concerns that this may be aspiring to a planet-wide surveillance framework capable of identifying and controlling any part of internet communication. A group of 70 internet experts, including Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales and the World Wide Web creator Tim Berners-Lee, wrote an open letter strongly criticizing the legislation for treating the entire internet as if it were just Google and Facebook,and stating their hopes for an open internet with smaller entities freely exchanging information.
欧州議会は昨日、インターネット上の著作権保護改正案を賛成438票、反対226票で可決しました。この改正案はリンク税やアップロードフィルターなどと呼ばれ、物議を醸しています。アーティストやメディアなど、著作権保有者の利益保護を目的とした改正案11条では、Facebook や Twitter などのソーシャルメディアや YouTube、Google 検索など、リンク先のコンテンツの一部が表示される場合に、プラットフォーム側に料金を支払う義務が発生します。 また13条ではプラットフォーム側が投稿されたすべてのコンテンツのフィルタリングを行うこと、そしてそれを政府のデータベースと照らし合わせることを要求しており、監視社会になるのではという懸念の声も上がっています。ウィキペディアの創設者ジミー・ウェールズ氏やウェブの考案者ティム・バーナーズ・リー氏を含む70人の専門家団体が公開書簡を発表し、インターネットは Google や Facebook だけのものではなく、もっと小さい規模のプラットフォームで自由に情報交換がなされるオープンな場であってほしいと、この改正案を強く批判しています。
Yep.
これあれだよね、でも中小企業には適用されないんじゃなかったっけ？大企業だけじゃなかったっけ？
They are saying that, but
まだわかんないのか。
I think that only applies to Article 13 and not 11.
Oh.
I mean, like artists, for example, you know, there you would、mm. it wouldn't benefit what only like big artists. That how does that that wouldn't make any sense, right? I mean, there are a lot of things that don't make any sense, but.
11条はあれだよね、そのコンテンツの一部も何文字ならいいとかそういう制限がかかる予定なんだよね、うん、でそれは国によって異なるかもしれないんだよね、その欧州全体で同じルールじゃなくて、うん、国によって変わっちゃう可能性があって、そうするとややこしいみたいなのを見たけど、
Well, they want to haveThe European Union, you know, uniform on this, and obviously the EU has a lot of influence globally,、right. and this would, you know, have massive legal implications and copyright、
ね、
implications and huge implications for basically freedom on the internet and privacy and the potential for abuse is ridiculously just off the charts、mm. with this.Spain and Germany have attempted to implement these sorts of things, basically monetizing the transactions where if, so if Google showed you a news article from a Spanish media company as a search result, then thatcompany would be entitled to money from Google. Google responded by removing Spanish media companies from their search、right. results and removing, I think they're in the process of removing German ones now. Because、mm. it's just, you know... They,
まあそうなるよね、でも。
It's so dumb.、
ね、結局でも Google 検索に上がってこなかったら困るもんね、メディア側も読んでもらえないわけだから。
It's just I don't even know why they thought this would work、
ね、どうするんだろうねこれ。
It doesn't really make sense、
hmm.
I mean maybe there's something in between, you know, maybe the、yeah. current internet is a little
そうね、
Wild West?
Yeah.
I think Wild West is good. I think that's better.、
どこまでが実行可能なのかっていうかさ、これがどこまで practical なのかっていう。
Well, it's totally impractical. If you required all platforms to, you know, scan and analyze all their data with crazy algorithms to try to track everything that everyone's talking about or making the sounds they're making or whatever, it's kind of, you know,Is that not beyond 1984, like next level、
hmm.
stuff?
Yeah.
You know,、what if they don't like what someone's saying about the government? We've never seen governments abuse these sorts of like DMCA takedowns or anything like that. Of course we have. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Ecuador had...that going on where they were had hired the government had hired private corporations to go after people with these copyright claims. Anyone that was critical of the Ecuadorian government would receive something from them. So that's not really the direction people want to go. But I mean the vote was strongly
so
in favor of this, right?
Yeah. もうだからロビーング合戦だよね、もうこうなったら。
Like, what do you think the copyright situation should be on the internet?
I mean, 私自身は別に、あ、まあでも。
So people like upload our episodes yeah, yeah, yeah. sometimes, right?
うん、だから自分がこれから害を被ってないわけではないじゃん、まあ少なからず。とはいえ、とはいえ、なんだろう、例えばアーティストも要はまあこれまで、まあ今漫画がね日本ですごい問題になってるけど、音楽に関してはさ、あのストリーミングとかに移行することによってちゃんとアーティストにお金が入るようにとか、その技術が発達してどんどんみんながタダで聴けるようになっちゃったとか、あ、じゃあ CD が売れないんだったらコンサートでお金を稼ぎましょうとか、ストリーミングサービスでお金稼ぎましょうとか、そうやってどんどん変わっていって、うん、みんな努力してるわけじゃん、
うん、
だからそのなんだろうね、規制規制規制でみんなの行動を制限してそのまま守り続けるっていうのはちょっと無理があるよねとは思う。
うん、Like for our content, if someone just re-uploads itExactly the way it is.
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying. Because it's like, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
But if someone uploads a clip of it, like part of it, that's great. If someone uploads it and adds something to it, I think that's great. If someone puts their own creative twist on something, adds visuals or does something, that's great. Adds something. But if it's just the, you know, the exact same thing, then I think, you know, I'm not really sure what the benefit of that is, especially if they're adding advertisements to it or something.
Right.
Right? But other than that, you know, do we really need to be... Like, how does the link tax thing just seem so over the top?
どういうふうにでもこれを運用するのかっていうのはちょっとあんまり想像できないんだけど。
Remember, like a live stream was pulled because they started singing "Happy Birthday," but it was like the
Jesus.
The copyrighted version or something.
Oh God!
And a lot of YouTubers complain. Not, you know, podcasters don't really have this issue so much, but a lot of YouTubers complain about their content getting copy struck. You know, and so some video will get millions of views, and it'll be a funny thing about some content. You know, supposedly under, you know, fair use, but then someone will do these copy claims on it. There are companies now that all they do is try to recruit streamers and content creators and help them issue copy strikes on people. Huh. So there, it's like a patent troll, but they're like copyright trolls.
Right.
So there's all these like copyright troll companies now. I don't know. It's getting crazy. The internet's becoming realer.
Yeah. すごいなって思ったのは、これがその Google 検索で出た分、その出ること自体は料金発生しないけど、出てそのサイトの概要みたいなテキストが出るとそれが料金かかる。可能性があるとか。
Yeah, because that's technically the content.
ね、でもそうするとさ、さっきの話みたいにこうクリックされなくなるじゃん。
That's why this sort of regulation would just be, you know, nitrous oxide in the veins of the fake news machine. Because you're just people are gonna try that much harder to just get that click.
Yeah.
Right. You have to get that click, right?Because, I mean, it's basically establishing like a pay-per-click economy enforced by the government or something along those lines, right?
Mm.
So, I don't know. I'm not pro this. Wouldn't it be crazy if they could suppress information based on certain keywords or something, right? So if they analyze everything that's ever uploaded, then certain ideas can just be deleted from the internet. And nobody else in the world would even know it was happening, right?
Yeah.
You get these crazy reality silos, you know? And then we'll all be in North Korea.
Yeah, I mean, その要はそのスペインの会社だってないことになっちゃうわけじゃん。Right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this is gonna work. We'll see.
Now, what are they thinking over there?
I don't know.
I tried to go to the... Well, when I went to the EU Parliament website, it was extremely slow and crappy. I just want to say... According to new research published in scientific reports by the Turku Brain and Mind Center, people who feel anxious tend to have dreams with more negative emotional content. The researchers recruited 44 participants who completed a dream diary every morning for 21 days, as well as a survey on socio-demographic factors and their overall well-being. The study found that waking states were often reflected in dream states, with greater peace of mind being correlated with more positive dreams, and anxiety correlated with more negative dreams. People with greater peace of mind agreed more with the statement, "I have peace and harmony in the mind," and disagree with the statement, "It is difficult for me to feel settled." The researchers commented that having peace of mind may be an important aspect of well-being, one that is distinctly different from happiness, which we can associate with actively feeling joy, which we often associate with actively feeling joy or pursuing a goal.
Scientific Reports に掲載された Turku Brain と Mind Center の研究で、不安感が強い人は負の感情を引き起こす内容の夢を見る傾向にあることが分かりました。44人の被験者に21日間毎朝夢日記を書いてもらい、健康状態や精神状態などと合わせて分析したところ、起きている時の状態が夢に反映されており、平穏な精神状態とポジティブな夢、不安感とネガティブな夢との相関関係がそれぞれ確認できました。平穏な精神状態の人は、自分の中に平和と調和があるという文章にそう思うと答え、落ち着いた気分になるのが難しいという文章にそう思わないと答えていました。論文では、幸福感を得るためには心の平穏さが重要な要因であり、それは今楽しい気分かどうかや、目標を追いかけているかどうかなどとは異なるものであると指摘しています。
Yep.
これはなんか多分当たり前じゃんって思う人とへーっていう人がいると思うけど。
Well, it's interesting to think, you know, what things influence the content of our dreams. And is the content, the emotional content of our dreams, a good barometer for our mental health?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you have, you know, disruptive, traumatic dreams or negative dreams, or your dreams are more negative than they used to be, you know, maybe that's an indicator of something.
Yeah, これ本当に人によると思うけど、全然夢見ない人もいるじゃん。私はいつも言ってるけど、うつ病になってから本当に毎日夢見るようになって、大体全部が悪い夢なんだけど、で、子供を産んでからしばらくはもう多分疲れすぎてボロボロすぎて夢全然見てなかったんだけど、多分
1ヶ月 Well, your sleep cycle is much different now, right?
あ、そうだね、
Maybe you're not going into REM or
そうだけど1ヶ月過ぎたぐらいか、もうちょっと前かなぐらいに夢を何回か見るようになって、あの全部同じ要素が出てくるの。夢の内容は違うんだけど、毎回あの子供は絶対いるのね。もう夢の中に、
That's good.
自分の子供。
That's a good start.
そうでも多分最初窒息するのが怖くて、あの突然死ってあれだ、乳幼児突然死症候群って、あの SIDS、sudden death、
sudden infant death syndrome、
そう、が怖すぎて多分それのことばっかり。無意識に考えちゃってたから、夢の中で自分の子供が絶対になんかニットでできた全身タイツみたいなの着てんの。
全身
タイツ、なんかスパイダーマンみたいな感じ、全身がこう覆われてるのを着てて息ができないの。
What about like eyes?
何も開いてないの。目も鼻も口もで全部塞がれちゃってんのね。でそれを毎回設定は違うんだけど、とにかく私は鼻のとこだけでもいいから切ってあげたいって思ってんの。で、焦ってんの。
What color is that outfit?
I, I don't know. I don't remember. でもなんかニットでできてないいつも。
Like thick knit, like the yarn.
Yeah, そうそう。
Huh.
で息できなくてかわいそう。
So it just looks like a peanut or something.
Yeah, and 一回の夢は自分はクイズに答えてんのね。でクイズに正解したらあのその鼻のとこを切っていいみたいな設定になってて、ですごい急いで答えてるのに。
This is like Saw or something.
そう、超急いで答えてんのに司会の人がさあ合ってるでしょうかみたいな感じだからなかなか正解って言ってくれなくて超イライラして、うん、はーってなってる夢とか、うん、あとなんか自分のこなんか自分の夫を騙して殺そうとしてるなんか男の人がいて、
うん、
でその男の人を私と夫がこうパニッシュしようとしてるのね。
Hmm.
殺そうとしてきたことに対して
It's like one of those new TV shows.
So, でその悪い人の子供っていうのがっていう設定なんだけど That's my baby. わかる？
え？もう一回言って。
Like, there's a baby and yeah. in the dream I'm thinking like this is this bad guy's son、
huh.
but he's actually my son in reality. You know、
okay.
what I mean?
That's
but、
right.
in the dream I'm thinking that this is his kid.、
Huh.
でHe's like crying and he's also wearing this knitted Spider-Man type thing. And he's crying like crazy because he can't breathe. And I'm begging my husband, like, I know that we have to punish this man, but can we please just take this baby? Like, can we just please take this baby and go? And I'm like crying.
What does he need to be punished for?
The guy? Because he tried to kill my husband.
Why did he try to do that?
I don't know. でもとにかくなんか設定は違うんだけど。
This is in the random section of dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. そうそうそう。
As opposed to
設定は違うけど、とにかくニットのやつが被らされてることに変わりはないみたいな。
Do you have one of those? Do you have any piece of clothing that's kind of a knit no, like,
no,
jumpsuit type thing?
No,
no,
no. なんか多分無意識に本当に息ができないのがこう。いやないでしょ危ないもんだって
It doesn't exist? No, it's knit, so you can see and you can probably breathe, okay, right? Knit だから It's not like
いやでも苦しいの苦しいのあニットって言ってもざっくり編んであるやつじゃなくてあの細かく編んであるやつね、
huh.
だから見えないし息もできないの
It's all about the thread count, right? You got,
yeah, yeah
If it's low enough, I
it's
think
It's really detailed, you know
You could actually make that
Yeah
I would want that for like snowboarding
No, but you can't. It's like you know, like.
But Spider-Man can see.
So it's kind of like wearing the Spider-Man thing, not inside out, but backwards.
Backwards.
Like the head part is on your face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. No, you just use the thick yarn, and it's
right,
okay,
right.
right? You can see, right?
まあだからとにかくそういうのが多いから、こうやっぱ起きた時にあ。やっぱりすごいスイーツのことがストレスになってるんだなとか、
うん、
こう夢によって自分のストレス度合いが分かるっていうのは私は確かにいつもそう
Happiness and our stress It's such a thing that humans have to deal with all the time
like, Oh yeah, for sure
Oh, I'm stressed, I'm not happy Oh, I'm feeling pretty happy Are you happy? I'm happy You know, this
そうだね、しかもなんかこの研究でもさ、この心の平穏さ、だから今楽しい気分かどうかとかとは違いますって言ってるけど、確かにこう、今この瞬間幸せかどうかっていうのと、
うん、
こうもっと長いスパンで見て、あなた幸せですかっていうのとまた違うじゃん。
うん、
難しいよね、人間って。
But you forget that that distinction even exists when you're really unhappy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I
That's
think
part
so.
Of the problem. You can't see past it anymore.
Yeah.
And we're so sensitive. You know, you see, I don't know, some tweet you don't like. You can be standing outside and a cloud can just move over for like, just a cloud just moves in front of the sun, right? You're just standing outside. One cloud just moves in front of the sun. And your happiness actually goes down at least a little bit.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel it?
Yeah.
Just try it. Just go outside on a nice day and just...A cloud will just move in front of the sun. And it's like, ah,
so sensitive.
right? But we are that sensitive.
そうだね。ちっちゃいことでね。
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
そうね。Right now it's like I don't even feel. It's like when you're stressed out, there are times where you acknowledge it, or not, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel like right now I don't even you're think just about.
In, yeah, it's called the grind. Right?
The grind.
The grind. You're just grinding. So like grinding is just. It's. It doesn't matter if it's unpleasant. It doesn't matter if it's stressful. Like you just
right.
have to do it. So you're yeah. just grinding.
そうだね.
And so the word to describe it is grinding. Because when you grind something,
right.
you know, it's just. It's.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not. You just feel like you're working. You know.
Yeah, I don't have time to stop and think about it, right? Like
you have to do this and then you do this and you just and let's just keep the momentum going and
yeah.
then it, eventually we'll have created a tunnel or a path.
Yeah, like I was thinking today, like I've never been in the moment like this.
Mm.
Like every single day I'm in the moment and I don't even think about tomorrow. I don't even think about 2 hours later. You know what I mean? And then I realized that I've been waiting for it to kind of stop and or end. Or
but is that being in the moment or is that the opposite? Because you're waiting for, you know, this being
yeah,
in the moment thing to be over.
Yeah, and I was kind of I realized that I was kind of expecting it to be over at some point. But then it probably won't for the next 18 years or something.
Yeah, well...
Right, so...
Do you ever notice that you've just been kind of watching yourself live every day? Do you know what I, you know what I'm talking about? This feeling like you've just been kind of watching yourself live moment to moment. You kind of feel like you're just... Like you're watching a movie of your life and you're just, you know, you've scrolled however far in...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing and and it's like every day it's just about surviving today.
And time is so fast now. It's almost like, you know,
yeah,
it's
mean,
just it's so fast. Like you'll be dead before you know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, before
and,
you know it, you'll just
and
be
the other
dead.
Day I was like, "Wait a minute, it's September." And I was like, "Wait, where's August?" August disappeared.
Disappeared.
It just, it wasn't there for
no,
me.
I barely noticed it's September. Like summer like, kind of just dissolved.
I it's didn't a, even go outside. So, you know, I didn't even feel it. I was, yeah, like that the AC가 ずっと ついてる이 部屋に行ってさ.
Well, that's what it's like if you're in America, right?
Like, but you at really, least you go outside to get into your car.
I guess.
I didn't
yeah.
even have that.
They'll fix that soon. Pretty soon they'll fix that.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. You know, I get this feeling sometimes, you know, I'm just you just kind of feel like you're watching yourself live. Like this thing where, you know, you have a video feed coming from the front of your face and the audio feed coming from the sides, you know, respectively. And that whole thing is just playing through. You know?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's the weird, like, kind of two in the moment. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated the following on Monday, speaking at the UN headquarters in New York City. "We know what is happening to our planet. We know what we need to do, and we even know how to do it. But sadly, the ambition of our action is nowhere near where it needs to be. We have the moral and economic incentives to act. What is still missing, still, even after Paris, is the leadership and the sense of urgency and true commitment to a decisive multilateral response."
国連事務総長のアントニオ・グテーレス氏は今週月曜日、ニューヨークの国連本部で環境問題について以下のように語りました。私たちは地球で何が起きているのか分かっています。そのためにすべきことも分かっている。そしてその方法すら知っている。にもかかわらず悲しいことにそれに対する行動への熱が全く足りていません。私たちには行動する倫理的、経済メリットまであるのです。パリ協定を結んだ今も未だに欠けているものはリーダーシップと緊迫感、そして多数国が本当の意味でコミットすることです。 そうだよね。環境問題はもちろんこう政府が取り組まなきゃいけないことでもあるんだけど、やっぱり企業が本当に頑張らなきゃいけないと思っていて、今日めっちゃ泣いてるね。
大丈夫。
大丈夫。夫が今ね、寝ててくれてるか。今日ね、たまたま、環境団体の人と話す機会があって、彼女が教えてくれたんだけど、今、横須賀に石炭火力発電所を作ろうっていう、プランがあって。
Yeah, we covered that before, yeah.
で、それをまあ、前多分話した時はこれからたくさん作りますみたいな話だったんだけど、横須賀の計画がすごく進んでいて、ちょうど環境省がそれを考え直してほしいっていうのを、東京電力と中部電力に言ってるらしいんだけど、環境省はさ、やめなさいっていう権限はないじゃん。だから環境に絶対に悪いから考え直してねってっていうことはできるけど、そこまでしかできないから、で、その今日話した人が教えてくれたのは、まあこれができちゃうと当然周りの住民とか、まあ PM2.5 とかめちゃくちゃ出ちゃうから、周りの住民にすごく影響があるんだけど、逗子とか葉山に住んでる人たちと話すと、まあみんなそれについて知らない、そもそも。だからこうちゃんと周りに説明もないままこういうものが作られるっていうのはどうなんだろうって話をしてたんだけど。
Do you think the Paris Climate Agreement was effective or has it made? Is it? Because the consensus now seems to be that it was useless, although it was, you know, praised at the time.
Right. I wouldn't say it's useless, but
let's go with useless. I think it's useless. That's just my opinion. I think it's actually worse than useless because it gives people the impression that something effective is being done.
結局やっぱりその国同士の駆け引きみたいになっちゃうじゃん。自分たちが他よりも経済を犠牲にしてやっちゃうと損しちゃうっていうかさ、っていう気持ちがあるからみんなそれぞれ。
Well, the elected government should represent, you know, the will of the people, and largely the negative impacts of these obsolete technologies are upon the people in those countries. It doesn't even have to go international, you know, unless we live in a corporatocracy, which apparently we do. And that's really the problem, is that we have corporations lobbying the government for total nonsense projects, whether it's, I mean, it's out of control. There's only one thing that will really make a difference, and that is the pricing of externalities in the market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And unless that's done, it's a joke. It's a total joke.
そうなんだよ。だからこの石炭もね、なんでこう世界で今脱石炭ってやってるのに、なんでこうなってるのかっていうと、やっぱり世界が脱石炭してる分安いわけじゃん。で、こういうふうに企業がどんどん進めちゃって、でも国民は知らされてない。でも結局しわ寄せが来るのは国民の健康生活なわけじゃん。だからこう、本当にその利益だけを求めて企業がこういうものをどんどん進めるっていうのをどうにかしないといけない。で、その、普通に国民が全然知らないっていう状況もどうにかしないといけないし。だから今日話してたのは前話したパーム油の発電。の問題も、やっぱり政府の方で、ちょっとこれ危ないなっていう話で、RSPO 認証のパーム油しかダメっていう話になったらしいのね。で、それだとちょっと厳しくなるから、じゃあやっぱやめようっていう企業が続出してんだって。でもその中でも HIS はやっぱりやめずに計画続けてるらしくて、アメリカではもうパーム油の発電禁止になってるし、EU でも禁止になることが決まってるわけよ。っていう中でもう逆行してこれからそれを立てようとしてるわけだから、なんだろうね、その企業も本当に環境を破壊することに対して自分のレピュテーションが下がる可能性がある っていうことを理解しないといけないし、実際にレピュテーションが下がるためには国民がそれを認識しないといけない。ただそれがなかなかこう進まないというか難しいよね。
Do you think we'll ever get to that place of having externalities priced? It seems to me like the most moral and effective way for the government to collect funds is through the pricing of externalities, which damage the public good.
Yeah.
You know? And if you damage the public good, I mean, we're all suffering from it right now, all the time. We're all rolling the dice. Am I going to get emphysema? Am I going to get, you know, lung cancer? Why do we have to play that game?
ね。
So that these companies can not pay for it.
ね。
It's pretty ridiculous. And it's, I mean, it's just, it's just become so painfully obvious.
Yeah.
So that needs to be done. I mean, it's basic economics. I learned this, you know, in a college class.
その企業が得る利益だけで見たら大きく見えるのかもしれないけど、全体で見たらそんなのはすごいちっちゃいわけじゃん。それで病気になる人がいるとか、それで早く死ぬ人がいるとか、そこで保険料もかかって、もうみんながそれで税金も使ってペイする羽目になるわけじゃん。一部の企業のために。それをいつまで繰り返すのかっていう話だよね。で特に、例えばパーム油とか、あの、まあ、トゥーコースト、そう、ハイドロジェン、水素の車とか、あの、まあ、水素は、あれだけど、そのトゥーコースみたいに、あの、ファストファッションとか、あの、人の国でめちゃくちゃやってる場合、に無視するっていうのが問題になってきて、それ以前に国内でもこういうふうに、害が発生するものを推し進めるっていう。だからもう、
So what this this UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, what he said that we have the moral and economic incentives to act. That's false. The economic incentives to act do not exist. In fact, there are economic incentives to pollute because you make way more money if you pollute.
Well, I think there is for...
It's literally not true.
Well, It depends how you look at it, right? Like, 要は例えば、ポリューションによって年間どれぐらいロスがあるっていうデータがあるじゃない？ だそういう意味では確かにエコノミックインセンティブがあるじゃん。全体で見たら。
Only if externalities are priced.
Yeah, exactly.
Which isn't the case. So we don't have the economic incentives to act. And he's saying what's still missing is leadership. Nuh-uh. We need the economic incentives.If those aren't there, it doesn't matter how much leadershiping you do. It's just a bunch of blabbering out of your face.
そうだよね。
It's ridiculous. There has to be economic incentives to act.
だ結局その
And telling people that that's already in place
yeah,
is,、
まあね、
is a total lie.
そうね。
Total lie.
だからこう、環境に悪いけどすごく安いものっていうのが本当はあってはならないべき。だから、だパーム油もすごい安いからみんな使って、環境にめちゃくちゃ悪くても使ってるけど、だ環境に悪いと高くなるっていうシステムにしないといけないよね、本当に。
Well, the cost is greater if we don't do it because the cost is to the public good,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is inherently
yeah.
unfair. It's extremely unfair.
でもずっと同じこと言ってるのにね、もう何年も何年も。
Well, when we, you know,We get enough crazy storms and I don't know whatever kind of apocalyptic、ね、side effects to all this.
今とかもう今年の夏とかありえない温度だったじゃん。
Well, we haven't even really started to see the effects yet. Just barely. Because、ね、what they're referring to with this runaway effect thing is the albedo of the ocean. Because when we lose the surface ice, the reflectivity of the surface of the planet、mm. changes completely.And the vast majority of the energy is actually being stored in our oceans. And the ocean is the energy reserve for powerful storms. That's where the energy comes from.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not rocket science. It's still science. But, you know, this is all very well established. And the effects of greenhouse gases is just well established. And and we have to endure these political charades, you know, and blaming other countries is just sounding more and more preposterous.
Yeah.
So I hope people can figure it out
right
before we kill ourselves.
Yeah, and my son is 2 months old, you know? He still has a long way to live on this planet.
What is this planet going to look like by the time, you know, he's a grown adult that can appreciate it, you know?
I know.
That's something people should really consider.
Yeah, so I have way more motivation now to talk shit about HIS. Fuck you.
I suppose.
Seriously. いやあのね知らないでやっちゃう分はしょうがないと思うのね私、mm. あの企業が環境破壊することについて、
mm.
あの HIS を分かっててやってるからねあの何回も何回も専門家が働きかけて話しに行ってなんでこれをやめてほしいかって散々説明してるのにそれをこう無視できるっていうのはやっぱりね企業としてどうかと思うよ、
mm.
私はねしかもこうやってやっぱり大きい知名度が高い会社がそれをやることによって他も追従しちゃうっていうことがあるわけだからさ、うん、Shaking my head
I feel like we sound kind of critical today
Well I have peace in mind
peace
I have peace and harmony in my mind
Yeah, let's see about that Let's scan your dreams before we upload them to the Matrix. It's required now.
サイトができたんだよね。
Yes.
ついに、あの、bilingualnews.jp。
Yes.
みんな、見に行ってください。
yep.
あの、
There's cool stuff happening
there. で、あの、物販もね、再開して、mm. 新しくエコバッグが、
そう。
イェイできましたので、皆さんぜひあとあの前にね売ってた宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツもまだありますので、うん、ぜひ皆さんよろしくお願いします
お願いします
あのギフトにもねあとあの数が限られてるんだけどあのチラシ不要ステッカーっていうものが選択すると無料でもらえるっていうのをやっていて、
うん、
あのマイケルがね家に毎日大量にいらないチラシがこう投函されてくると それがもうあまりにも紙がもったいないからチラシ不要っていうステッカーを貼ったら本当に入らなくなったんだよね、
yeah.
というわけでバイリンガルニュースのロゴ入りチラシ不要ステッカーを欲しい方はあのチェックボックスにチェックすると商品と一緒に無料で送られてきますので、
mm. We did the math once I wish I had it here on
多分書いてなかったっけのサイトに
Maybe. Yeah, like how much chirashi is being passed around, you know,
yeah,
it's made of trees.
So, だから bilingualnews.jp ぜひ行ってね。マイケルが頑張って作ったサイトかっこいいから。
Yeah.
で、文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題激安よろしくお願いします
お願いします、
発言の自由を守るためにスポンサーつけずに自腹で運営していますので、
うん、
サポートいただけると大変助かります
There's no pop-ups on our
そう広告もあそうサイトにもアプリにも広告入れてないからよろしくお願いしますたまにねあのなんか寄付したいみたいなことを言ってくれる人がいるんだけど、mm. あの寄付は受け付けてないのでなんか T シャツ買ってくれたりとかアプリ課金してくれたりとか していただけると大変助かります、
yep.
終わり、
うん、以上です
終わりバイ
バイ